Houghton, a small town in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, first reported the news that the $5 million prize in the Georgetown University Energy Prize wasn't much of a prize anymore. Spurred on by the dream of winning $5 million, the Houghton Energy Efficiency Team, known as HEAT, was formed, much like Summit Community Power Works, or SCPW, was 3 years ago, to compete in the two-year Georgetown University competition. Summit County is a semi-finalist in the national competition, which challenged communities to come up with breakthrough innovations, working with local government and utilities to find ways to reduce natural gas and electricity consumption. Park City Municipal Environmental Sustainability Manager Luke Carton says that SCPW learned about the changes a few weeks ago and has been trying to get to the bottom of it without any success.
There's many concerns with Georgetown. Our goal was to see it through, but now with the change of the prize, that there's some very serious discussion going on of saying, you know, hey, this isn't what we signed up for, and we feel like we were misled, and therefore our community was misled, and that's not a good thing to do. So we're trying to formulate that response right now.
It appears the competition guidelines were revised as recently as October 1st. A posting on the website notes that the prize package does not include a cash distribution. Instead, it says the winning city will be provided with consulting services. Georgetown is also offering tuition for one person of the winning community to complete a Master of Professional Studies degree through the school's online education program. Carton says that's not what Summit County signed up for.
We found out that it went from a $5 million, what we thought was cash prize, to a $5 million financing, which is, you know, it's completely different of a piece. So since then, I've been doing due diligence. I've reached out to other Georgetown communities to make sure that, A, they were aware, and, B, that hear their response, and everyone's had the same response. And then we pulled together a bunch of the folks who helped found SCPW and walk them through it as well and really strategize, because it's changing the prize like that, we feel like it's misled us, and more importantly, misled the community. So we wanted to get to the bottom of it and figure out an appropriate response. We're kind of in the middle of that.
When asked if he thought it was a bait and switch, Carton responded they're following up and going through their notes and conversations with those at Georgetown. But he says they feel very let down, and Georgetown dropped the ball and needs to be held accountable.
I fully believe that everyone viewed it as a $5 million cash prize, and that's how it was sold to this community, and that's how SCPW said, hey, there's a great potential prize at the end of this. And to see that change to a $5 million financing scheme, it just doesn't seem to make sense.
Mary Krista Smith, the former project director for SCPW, says that she too is disappointed. The amount of work that was done by organizations, school districts, and individuals in pursuing Park City and Summit County's net zero goals, she says, was motivated by that $5 million prize.
To have them months after the competition ended, almost a year after, come back and say, oh, sorry, we're not offering a prize, seems lacking in integrity and incredibly disappointing.
This project, which was backed by all three school districts in the county, she says, really helped build relationships across the county. As project director, she says she always struggled to answer the questions about the lack of follow-up by Georgetown University.
I had written letters and spoken on the phone with their project manager, Christopher Nelson, on many occasions to say, this is damaging to relationships, to credibility, and to trust, because here I am and our organization is out here with this promise and building those relationships, and it puts those in jeopardy. I would like to think that that's not the case, but I certainly felt like I had to do a lot of answering for their ineptitude along the way, and I feel like that wasn't great for the credibility of the process and the relationship.
The competition ended in 2016. There's still no word from Georgetown about which community has won the competition. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.